I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wonderful smattering of applause on a Sunday afternoon. How is everyone? Is everyone good? Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming out, guys.
Yeah, this is wild.
And secretly, I'm so glad I've got the pink mic.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I don't believe in gender and...
you so do. I'm going to start the timer.
Shit. Yeah, Rose was like, I'm going to put my clock on. I'm not going a minute over.
I don't want to talk to Alice for a minute over an hour. Can I get a quick gauge, actually, in the audience? Who is actually listening? Everyone knows what this is, do they? Yeah. I mean, some of you do, some of you don't. Who has actually listened to A Bonus of the Heart, a podcast, Make Some Noise? Yeah. Okay, who has not? Make Some Noise. Oh, okay. Oh,
you have made bad decision.
Yeah, you have made a huge, huge mistake.
You have made a massive mistake. Why on earth would you come to a show called Bonus of the Heart? You... horny motherfuckers.
A podcast recording. Okay, so for those probably seven people who haven't, should we explain? How do we explain? I mean, to be honest, if anyone's listened to recent episodes, the premise of this podcast has gone entirely off track, to be fair. Yeah. We don't even talk about people.
I know. It's just become a belabored existential crisis.
Yeah, it really has.
That we just have in front of people. Premise is that we're horny and...
We're emotional horn dogs.
Exactly. And in order to express that, we objectify as many men and women as we can. As we can.
Yes.
And to the entertainment, occasionally, of listeners.
So how have you been, Alice?
Well, it felt like a loaded question. I was how I've been.
We have lived together.
No, I've been good. Rose and I have been living together during this festival,
yeah,
which has consisted of Rose negging me a lot.
Hold on.
No. I will air my grievances. I will air my grievances. The other day I was sitting... can I have a space, please? A safe space.
You look like you're doing like a pathetic one-woman show on like off-Broadway. I air my grievances?
That's what the title of my next show is going to be. My next stand-up show, Can I Air My Grievances?
You've got like laundry out, like your photo shoot is just like, Can I Air My Grievances?
I'm hanging laundry as the audience come in. Don't look at me.
Go on, rip into me then.
I'll rip into you, please. I'm the underdog in this story.
That's fucking bullshit, because you gaslight. Anyway, go on. This is the problem with
day
this
one. This is like my journal entry. Day one, we're sitting at a cafe and we were discussing how a person we know, we think maybe doesn't have good style, right?
You don't need to add that bit.
I do. For context.
Now all of our friends are going to wonder who we were talking about.
And they should all be on edge.
Go on.
And Rose, someone said something about some hard truths. You know, they need some hard truths. And then Rose goes, apropos of nothing, I've got some hard truths for you. And then she said to me, the shirt that I was wearing that only buttons halfway down, she goes, I think that shirt should button all the way down.
I don't wear it. Because and I look like pyjamas, if that's the case.
Like pyjamas, but then I wore it that night as like a show of,
I'm
vulnerable right now.
Do the pose for the next show.
I'm feeling vulnerable. Oh, what for?
From Air Your Grievances.
Oh, can I air my grievances? My first period, which is funny because I do talk about my first
Me
period.
material. Our overlap of material is horrible. Okay.
Well, and then I've cooked basically every meal in the house.
That's absolutely untrue.
And we were about 7 meals in and she goes, I hate black pepper.
It's because
I... Which I had put a lot of in every dish.
I don't like... I like white pepper, which apparently is a controversial thing. Does anyone else like white pepper? One other person who hasn't come to the podcast. Great. fuck, I love white pepper, man. It's
so
bomb.
Gross. It's and there was a trifecta. Oh, yeah, the other day...
I just hear you in the kitchen. Like, hajram, 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 hajram. And it was like every grind of black pepper. I was just like, oh.
Come on. Piece of shit. And then the other day, I was recounting about how the first time I ever did stand-up, which I killed, by the way.
I wasn't there, so I can't back that up.
The first time I ever did stand-up, like years ago, I was like talking about how far I'd come. I was like, you know, apparently after that gig, everyone said I had my eyes closed. And Rose, who had just seen my show the night before, goes, oh, yeah, you do have your eyes closed on stage sometimes.
And look at you now, making eye contact.
Eyes open.
Amazing.
Eyes open.
It was really good. No, it is a tense time.
It's really tense time.
We're living together, which is kind of basically because it's... Okay, so when we saw the setup situation like on the stage today, knowing that these stools are quite bad, we both got bad backs. I think we've got like symbiosis kind of...
No,
ailments.
I have a genuine injury. And
fuck you. No.
And you have period pain.
No, I don't.
Yes.
But I've been doing Alice's stretches. She's got these this list of stretches to do for a bad like lower back.
That's what happens when you've had a lifetime of difficulty and you know.
Yeah, your injuries. There's a fucking.
I'll air my injuries.
No. So she had. So I've been doing these exercises, and there's one called the clam.
Yeah.
Which is sort of like. You get on your
Don't
side.
Don't do it now. It is dangerous.
I was wearing a dress at the time. And you know where this is going.
I saw Rose's vagina.
Full vagina. My full vagina.
It's only the second ever vagina I've ever seen, other than my own, which I constantly take a good look at.
It's hard, though. It's bloody hard to look at your own one. You've got to get a mirror.
You just squat over a mirror. Oh, don't make me feel weird. Get to know your bodies.
When
have
did
you never
you
done
first
that?
Look at your vagina?
When did I first? Mm. I think I was like 11. Oh, come on. My mum was very encouraging. She was like, you got to get... She like bought me a hand mirror and she was like, you know.
Squat. The squatting is the weird bit.
Why is the squatting the weird bit?
I don't know. It's just a weird...
Because it's quite hard to just hang out in this pose. It's a lot easier to be like, oh, yeah. Like that. It's also... I've also seen my own asshole.
I've never seen my own asshole.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Mine or
not
yours? What did you see?
Of my... no, I just saw your vagina. But it's the second vagina I've ever seen. The only other vagina I've ever seen up close is... and this is not in the movies or anything, is my sister's. And in a weird way. no, like one time she'd like put her laundry on or something at home. And so she'd had a skirt on and she'd like gone, oh, wash these undies too, and taken them off and put them in the laundry. And then I was like following her upstairs and I said something to mock her. And she turned around to pretend to kick me. And all I got was just like a full face of her pussy.
Don't call her pussy, that's what makes it weird.
Yeah, but I thought it would hit harder that way. I'll be honest, it was for a joke.
How has your Melbourne Comedy Festival gone so far?
Really good, highs and lows.
Highs and lows.
Yeah, highs and a lot of lows. Yeah. Nah, that's it's good. Been good. I've finished my run of shows, so if there's anyone here who didn't see me, well, you missed your opportunity.
I'm still doing shows, but I hate my show, so don't come. I've been in bed, yesterday I spent the entire day in bed. And I accidentally melted a peanut slab under my pillow. It was a dark day, and I had my period. but I've been having... So I was reading, the most pathetic thing. You know when you like Google, like when you have your period and you're like... Everything happening to me is completely original and I am the first to experience it, right?
Like, yeah, I think you said those exact words.
I was Googling what happens like in your cycle, and apparently, like emotionally and stuff, and like, and apparently, like I'm just figuring out when you're at your horniness in your cycle, and apparently it's like.
Is that what you were doing all day in your room yesterday?
I had that fucking door open, you know that. Had a cry with the door open.
Don't let that hold you back.
But yeah, apparently it's like during your period and then just like right after, right?
Yeah. Apparently penetration's really good for period pain.
No, I think it's, isn't it orgasming?
Oh, one or the other.
I don't think it's just
hopefully
penetration.
Hopefully one leads to the other.
No, it's orgasm because it releases, like it releases.
It releases, like it's good for pain.
It's
but
good
I
for
thought
pain.
There was something specifically
about penetration.
Penetration.
How heteronormative of you,
oh,
Alice.
Well, why?
You fucking bitch.
Yeah.
No, I had
fair
a sex
enough.
Dream.
Okay.
last night.
Yeah.
About, so I watched the trailer for Peter Rabbit. Yesterday.
Yeah,
yesterday.
Some of you are fucking wetting your seats now.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. That was filthy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Peter Rabbit. Has anyone seen Peter Rabbit yet?
No,
wrong crowd.
Yeah. It's a sleeper hit for sure.
First of all, it's voiced by probably one of my most hated people in the world, James Corden. I fucking hate that guy.
Yeah.
Fucking
I actually don't like James Corden either. I do think there are worse people in the world.
There are.
Yeah, just
but
going
he's
out
right
on a limb.
There.
Yeah.
He's right.
But I do
there.
Strongly dislike him, if for no other reason other than a lot of people appear to like him.
Who likes him?
Like every other white person I know.
It's a big thing.
Yeah.
So I
they're like, finally, rap battles are accessible.
Yeah. Exactly, motherfucking James Corden. I had a dream about a longtime boner of mine, Donald Gleason.
Yeah.
Donald. Oh, I know.
Wow.
Fuck yeah. Okay. So first
oh
of all.
Oh my God, he's not here, you know.
Donald Gleason. No. So first of all, so when I saw The Last Jedi, I was like, fuck, I can't be on board with him now, right? Because he's the worst bit of he is the worst. Have you seen Last Jedi?
I slept through a good portion of it, so what? Just
the very start of it.
Well, the bit I slept through was the shirtless scene because I knew that because I got to the end of the movie and I was like, I didn't see anyone shirtless.
Did you go back and Google images of it?
I did, yeah, and I was like, I don't get it.
I think it's just because it's so, like, not horny, that entire film. But,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
But Donald Gleason, he's fucking, oh my God, he's awful in Last Year. He's just terrible, right?
Wait, is he a villain? I didn't understand the plot.
What's his name? Hux, General Hux, right? There's a lot of good, erotic fan art, though, of Hux and Poe Dameron. Has anyone seen that stuff on the, no, just me. that's cool. A lot of deviant art on that.
I have a question for you. How do you?
I googled General Hux Poe Dameron.
And then you just kind of went deep enough to find the erotic.
Have you ever been on deviant art before?
Deviantart?
Is it the deviant? Yeah, deviantart, yeah.
No, I've not been on
it's
that.
It's like a fan art database, basically.
Oh,
so
that's amazing.
Any two people in pop culture that you want to see, like, fucking, basically, you can find an erotic sketch of it online.
Tom Cruise and Cuba Gooding Jr.
You have to say, I'm not the artist, oh. Right? You can't just,
I just
ask
have
me.
I this secret. I'm just putting it out there. Has anyone seen Jerry Maguire?
Jerry Maguire? Has anyone seen Jerry Maguire? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, fair enough.
In what state, like what scene do you want to see Tom Cruise and Cuba Gooding Jr. like being? Because it's not usually like having sex, it's usually like quite like a nice kind of pose, like where one of them will be underneath.
I'll tell you exactly kind of, like, what I imagine happening. You know the scene where... I will be honest, I'm not coming up with this off the top of my head. I've had some time to think about it. Okay, so the scene where Tom...
Open your eyes up.
I don't want to look at you. Okay, so the scene... Tom Cruise is confronting Cuba Gooding Jr. in the bathroom, and he starts off initially completely buck naked, and then he puts a towel on, and he's like patting himself dry, and he's like... talking about the Kwan and shit, and he's like really yelling at him. What I imagine happening is one of those like moments where they're like yelling at each other and then they hug and then they just start fucking.
Okay, hang on. You have to tell. Okay, so basically, what we've been doing this comedy festival is every night after our show, so we finish really, really late. So we come home and on Netflix we watch. Okay, by the way, Australian Netflix, you got a fucking terrible rom-com category on Netflix. It's so bad. There's so little choices,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true.
So we've been watching the worst films of all time, basically. We did watch definitely.
And some of the best.
Some of the best. We watched Definitely Maybe the other day. You guys remember that little Ryan Reynolds joint?
Oh, do you remember Definitely Maybe?
And we watched it, and you know the very end where he ends up with, spoiler alert, Isla Fisher. guys, that's who he ends up with. No one knows what I'm talking about right now. But at the very end, like, they just kiss. And after, can you tell them your idea for what your...
No, this was after Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, yes! Oh, yes, okay, sorry.
No, because here's what it is. At the end, I don't know if you guys have seen Sleepless in Seattle, but... have you heard of it? Hey everyone, it's Alice and I'm not at the live show. I'm sitting in my bedroom recording this to tell you that the live show fucked out. Basically, we lost the recording of the middle. So that's why I'm here instead of just Rose and I still talking. You didn't miss much, probably just more sex stuff. I'm also going to let you know we have a sale on our merch for the next 72 hours. So if you go to littleempirepodcast.com, you can buy some bonus merch and get 30% off with the code MOMHEART30. That's the American Mum Heart30. That's 30% off. Also, fuck, this is a lot of notices. I'm doing a live show, a stand-up show, and if you're in Auckland, come and check it out. You can buy tickets at comedyfestival.co.nz. And Rose has one extra show that she's added that's on in tomorrow in Auckland. So if you're in town, check that out as well. Thanks so much for listening. Sorry about the fuck up.
My favourite thing about Chris Hemsworth, right, is that first of all, he did Home and Away. Then he also did Dancing with the Stars.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And now, yeah,
apparently he did.
Yeah, he did Dancing with the Stars in Australia, and you've heard of it. And and now he's a huge star.
Yeah.
And he still wears heaps of just like decorative rings.
What is the relevance of that?
Well, I just think it shows he's down to earth.
Oh my God! He does seem like a star. Has anyone ever met Chris Hemsworth in the crowd?
Cool.
Also, I love that video of him where he's surfing and his kids on his shoulders and stuff. I was like, yeah, cool, man.
Did you find that quite hot?
Yeah, I found that really hot because I know it's a bad thing to find hot, but there is honestly like nothing. Like when I see a mother, I'm like, great, good, you know, good on you. But when I see a father, I'm like, oh, I want to fuck you.
Is that because you have such low expectations?
I don't know. I don't know.
You have such high expectations for women and low expectations for men.
But remember when I was on a plane. Okay. When I found out, this is genuine, when I found out our prime minister was pregnant, for the first time in my life, I experienced cluckiness. I think that's because I feel naturally competitive.
I know. You're so competitive. Have we talked about this on the podcast?
Yeah, that
maybe. Alice is genuinely competitive with Jacinda Ardern. Our New Zealand prime minister... Because, you know, you have told the story, but you've got her, you had her number in her phone because she's obviously, you know, like down to her politics,
that's
right?
By the by. But listen, I felt clucky for the first time in my entire life. Like, I thought I'd felt cluckiness before, and I was like, I had never felt cluckiness. And I was getting on a plane going home because I was overseas, and, thanks. And the plane was just like full of babies, which normally I would be like, oh man, here we go, economy. But I was like,
you should be suspicious of that, to be fair. Yeah. Full of babies.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it was just like, you know, that like phenomenon where you notice something once and then you're seeing it all the time.
Yeah,
it may have been like that. But there were babies everywhere, and there was this guy in his like 40s, mid to late 40s, overweight, sleeping like this, like drooling with like spit coming out of his mouth. Mm-hmm. And his son, who was about 4, was next to him, and his son had his hand rested at the dad's, oh my God, I'm going into so much detail. Rested up the dad's shirt, and I was like, look at that huge man who could destroy this boy but is instead his protector. I was like, that is the hottest thing I've ever seen. And then, like, his wife was sleeping across the aisle, and I looked at her and I was like, you bitch.
I love it though, because you don't have a type. I mean, neither do I, but like, we fucking watch Riverdale and like get like, I mean, how can you like that kind of guy? And then we also got obsessed with Cole Sprouse, you know what I mean? Like, who like wears a leather jacket and is just like,
I think
the
for
gang,
the record,
right?
I think Cole Sprouse is ridiculous.
I love Cole Sprouse. She loves, yeah. Yeah. We all fucking love Cole Sprouse, all right?
Okay, please don't slide off the chair.
Does anyone else watch Riverdale? In the crowd?
Yeah.
It is a piece of shit.
It is the
worst show.
It's so bad.
It's the worst show of all time, but we will continue to watch it.
Cole Sprouse just takes me by surprise. And honestly, because it's a hard thing. For those of you who don't know who we're talking about, he's the little kid in Big Daddy.
Well, no,
but he's all grown up.
And his brother. Sweet Life with Zach and Cody, of course.
Yeah.
Yes,
but he's all grown up now, and he's like 24, and he's working out because he's earning some money, and he's like recently got into photography, and
this is the problem though, because I'm 26, you're 28, 29, 29. Yeah, I know.
You're like, I just wanted you to say it.
I feel weird because the other day, okay, so I haven't seen Love, Simon yet, right? But I'm going to see it. We're going to see it again, aren't we? Are you going to come see it again?
I'm going to see it again. I loved it. We'll definitely get out and see it.
Stop talking. We had another, we watched another film called, what was it called? Everything. It was a shit film on Netflix with Amanda Stenberg?
Yeah, Rue from The Hunger Games.
Yes,
and the guy from Love, Simon, Nick Robinson.
Does anyone know, any familiar with his work? Right, yes, some nods. Yes, yeah, Kit, you're all into it, man, home and away, brother. How old is he?
He's 23, 22.
That's fine, right? We need to
be fine. I think anything above 16 is legal.
Allegedly.
No, I mean purely from a legal perspective, what do I think is, like, morally okay?
Yeah. I actually don't want to go down. I want to stop it right there.
15 and about. No, obviously, I think like your limit isn't like your.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mine, I always go by my parents because my parents are 10 years apart.
Right.
So now 19, I'm 29. Yeah. I'm like, 19 and up is fair game.
But that's what I feel pathetic about because, like, as a 26-year-old woman, I still watch, like movies that are made for teenagers.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is weird kind of, like, the 16-year-old girl in you is, like, finds that it's pathetic. Is this a pathetic thing to? It's, I don't know why. I no.
Are
I
you worried because you're watching two young people fall in love and you're like, this? I shouldn't be doing this. I should be watching pornography or something more.
grown up porn. Yeah. Right? Some adult porn.
No, I don't know because you know.
I feel pathetic because it's like I can't live that. Like I'm trying. It's like you put yourself into those characters, but you're I'm 10 years older than this character.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, maybe you should pull back a bit. I'm comfortable with it.
But then that's the same thing, is it like people who play teenagers and like things like Forever Young, like I remember in Home and Away, oh my god, Noah was one of my first sexual awakenings, I think. You as well? No, no one? No, okay, fine. I'm alone on that. But man, do you know, remember Noah?
Noah was the one who was with the girl who's with the tennis player.
Hayley, yeah. Cool. And he rocked up in the middle of the night on his motorbike, right?
Yeah.
Frosted tips. And it was sexy. Kate Blanchett.
Oh yeah, hot yes, magnetic.
But didn't we have another one? Because I think is she not a nice person?
Kate Blanchett. I don't know. I can't confirm. She definitely said recently. I mean, I've never met the woman, but she definitely said recently that when she did Blue Jasmine, she had no idea about the Woody Allen allegations. And I was like, okay, come on now.
I know.
The Vanity Fair article that blew everyone's mind happened in 1996. So,
and yeah. Bitch, you read Vanity
yeah,
Fair.
Yeah, you right. love Vanity Fair. But no, I do find her sexually attractive. And
I like her when she's Galadriel and she freaks out when she sees the ring.
Oh.
You know that bit?
That's so specific.
Where she goes all like, and she's like, boo.
I don't know that.
And then afterwards she's like, oh, I have failed your test. And then she was like, I will return to the forest and remain Galadriel.
I don't know that. I hated Lord of the Rings.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't think I like fantasy.
I was fucking... Oh,
but
my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I watched that movie yesterday about a girl who couldn't leave her house.
It was so bad, right? I loved Lord of the Rings. I remember I was so in love with Legolas. Oh, my God. Mm. I remember I got a promotional postcard from Burger King with Legolas on it. And it was my bookmark in my Betty and Veronica comics. I loved it so much. And I also was very sexually attracted to Arwen.
Which one was Arwen?
Liv Tyler.
Oh, right.
She was
right,
the
right.
hottest.
Yeah, she's
beautiful.
Hot.
She's
really
so
hot,
beautiful.
Yeah. Empire Records, Liv Tyler is... sick.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
All right, she's not dead, mate.
I know. But her career,
she's,
her
she's just had a baby. Okay, give her a
dead.
Break.
Her career is dead. Okay.
Oh God, what was I going to say about Lord of the Rings? Probably nothing that matters. Yeah, oh, did I tell you about how I once ran into Elijah Wood? Have I spoken about that before?
Why do you say ran into him like you're an old friend? Like, what do you mean ran in? You met him.
Yeah, but we were on an equal playing field.
How old were you?
I reckon I was of the age of about 16.
You've never told me this.
Oh, wow, I can't believe it. Well, to be honest, the Lord of the Rings had not come out yet, so that kind of time stamps it, and I knew him from Flipper. So I was, like, behind him in a cafe in Wellington being like, that's the guy from Flipper.
You
and I just
Flipper.
Said, yeah, I just said, hey.
Did you?
Yeah, I said hello.
Like in a friendly way, or like
hey, like I'd known him all along.
Like you looked into his eyes and was like, I've seen Flipper. Like
yeah.
You said it with your eyes.
Flipper was great, eh?
Not really.
Okay,
okay, Jeffrey Rush.
No, hot no. And I.
You had a bad experience with Jeffrey Rush.
Hot no. I just hate his vibe. Everything about him seems fucking sleazy. Oh, there's Simon Baker. I'm into it.
Can you not look at my list?
Do you know what's wild about him? I don't think he's aged in the last 20 years.
Who is it? He hasn't. Okay, Simon Baker, you guys know him from The Mentalist.
My God, I loved The Mentalist.
It's been going for about 1,000 years as well. But he's also obviously hot in Devil Wears Prada, of course.
Oh,
asshole.
Such an asshole in Devil
such
Wears Prada.
Such a asshole.
Yeah.
Such a hot little asshole. such a hot little topless asshole in that last scene in the hotel.
I know. I think he's got... The thing I always wondered about him was, does he have an appendix?
He does. He does. I remember that.
Yeah, cool. I'm happy we're the only ones who noticed.
He's my height.
Is he?
178.
That's
my
nice.
Height.
That's a nice height.
Fantastic.
Every height is a nice height.
He's 48
nice height.
Years old.
I know, it's wild, eh? You know, one day we'll be 48.
I hope so.
If things go to plan.
Eric Banner.
Yes, hot, yes,
hot
magnetic.
Yes, magnetic.
And from the castle. I don't need him as the Hulk.
Yeah, hell no, he's so good in the castle.
He's so good.
Oh
talent.
My God, he's so
good.
But he's fucking hot in Troy.
Yeah, he is
he
hot.
He is hot.
Troy.
As hell, beard, long.
Yeah,
hair.
I also loved Brad Pitt and Troy as well.
Oh,
I
hot take. You know who I liked in Troy? The main character. he did some good work in that film. Fucking hell, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I can't remember the plot of Troy, and I know it's a famous story, but like, you know.
There's a woman, she's so beautiful that 1,000 ships are launched, and is this the right one?
Here we go. Guess how tall Eric Banner is.
Oh, I can guess this, I reckon.
You can?
I'm going to go 193 centimetres.
Quite ambitious. 189.
Oh.
But that's still amazing, right?
Yeah, that's incredible.
Fuck you. Okay. Liam Hemsworth.
Hot knot.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
Have you seen The Hunger Games, man?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Did you like him?
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was a great
book. I think he's hot, yes. No, okay, maybe even hot, no, but magnetic.
Yes,
because
magnetic.
I love his relationship with Miley Cyrus because it seems so fucked up.
Yeah.
Because they keep breaking up and getting back together again. And I'm like, damn, there must be like a real, like, so much friction.
It's fiery as fuck. And this is not to say that I'm suspicious of all vegans, but I'm suspicious of him being vegan.
Is he vegan?
It feels like a phase.
Why? Where have you seen him publicise that he's vegan?
All the time. He loves dogs and shit.
You don't understand what that is. Okay. Rose Byrne.
Oh, yeah.
Hot yes.
Magnetic. Yeah. Has anyone seen Damages? That is a great program.
With Glenn Close?
Yeah, I love Glenn Close. Yeah. Great program. Okay, whoa.
She's fine. She's 38 years old. Fucking hell.
And also, she's married to Bobby Cannavale.
Cool. Do you know who Bobby Cannavale is, guys?
What is this podcast?
We have gone insane. It's been 2 weeks of the comedy festival. We watched a romantic comedy every fucking day here. Today we just finished When Harry Met Sally and got super, like, super into it.
Oh,
actually.
Man, that movie's so satisfying.
It's a perfect film.
Can't wait to see the sequel.
Disgusting. Margot Robbie.
Hot yes.
Schmagnetic.
Wow.
What? No, I haven't.
Have you seen Wolf of Wall Street?
I have.
What's wrong with you?
Can you please pick up the microphone? Because we're recording a fucking podcast,
we'll
right?
Subtitle this bit.
Okay, fine. Yes, maybe magnetic. I don't know.
Do you know what I love about her? She's on Neighbours.
Yes. And
I like anyone who starts in a soap and makes their way out, you know?
Meg Ryan did that.
Yeah, I love Meg Ryan.
Okay, here we go. Mel Gibson.
Ooh. Hot yes.
To be
and
fair,
magnetic. Oh, you don't have to agree with him, but he's charismatic.
He is certainly charismatic, right?
I didn't sign him Braveheart. Hot.
You haven't seen Braveheart?
I haven't.
I don't find him hot.
Okay,
I didn't find him hot back in the day.
You know what? I reckon you're in a better position there than you are here.
Here we go, Guy Pearce.
Hot yes, magnetic.
Hey, hang on. Why do we say magnetic though? Because I don't know anything about him personally.
He doesn't want kids. I was like, tick.
How do you know that?
Because he's in a loving relationship with his partner, and they're like, we have a fucking sick life and we've decided we don't want to have children. And it's not that I think having children is a bad thing. Like, I might want them, but I love someone who makes like a firm decision.
100%.
Yeah.
It's like,
did he? He just have a baby.
Hold up. Let's check with
I'm genuinely devastated.
This fat chicken, he was your hero. Think about 20 minutes ago.
I feel like I'm unraveling.
He just had a baby.
With his partner?
Carice Van Houten.
Was it a mistake?
Holy shit, you're right. His first child, Monty.
I'll say something controversial. She tricked him into it.
August 2016, Alice.
Oh!
That's absolutely gutting.
Fuck, that is gutting. Because it's, again, I have to reiterate, it's not that I'm sure I don't want children. It's that I like someone who makes a firm decision. But that is clearly the least firm decision.
To actively be like never having kids and then have a kid, right?
Oh, man. Although I mean, good luck to them.
I think Guy Pearce is at his hottest in Priscilla at the very end when he's
so good
lip-syncing.
What is the other thing he's in where he's wildly hot?
Memento?
Just a lone laugh.
He's a man who knows, he makes a decision, all right? Every day. In Memento, he knows what he wants, sort of.
The only other thing I can think of him in is...
What else is Guy Pearce in it? Mildred Pierce.
Oh,
very good.
I haven't seen that.
I love that. Yeah, I've seen the original. I saw bits and bobs of the remake.
And I won't because I'm firmly against Kate Winslet. She's dead to me.
Yeah. She is dead to you, actually.
She is.
But I feel like there's something hot. Actually, Guy Pearce's character in Mildred Pierce. I think there is genuinely something hot about... Oh, is it a bad... Oh, no, it's a bad thing. I'm not going to say that. I think there's something hot about, like, because he plays, like, a guy who obviously was married, I think, to Mildred Pierce, but then gets with... Spoiler alert. Her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I find...
You got a thing for father-daughter relationships?
No, I've got a thing for, like, creepy old men with, like, moustaches. let's cut that out. All right.
Do you love the Colonel?
Genuinely,
the Kentucky Colonel?
Honest to God, kind of. I love white hair. And his moustache is fucking...
If the options were you had the Burger King, Ronald McDonald...
Who's the Burger King? Oh, yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah, and then you got the Colonel.
Obviously, the fucking Colonel, because he's not a clown. A terrifying clown and clown
let
makeup.
Let me pose you this question, though. When else in your life are you going to have an opportunity to fuck a bird?
Which one's a bird?
Big Bird.
What?
Did I say that?
What is she talking... Big Bird is a Sesame Street. Big Bird is a Sesame Street character, and not a promotional mascot for any fast food. What are you talking? You are ruining this podcast right now.
I'm so sorry. I thought in my mind. I know I said Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
But the image I had in my mind was Big Bird.
Alice, what you were thinking of is the very rarely rare. It's a rare appearance, but you're thinking of the early bird character from the McDonald's universe.
Okay.
Who was there to advertise the breakfast menu, who was actually a woman, right?
Okay.
A girl bird. Okay.
Well, so do you want to fuck her?
Kind of. She's kind of hot. Okay.
Oh, wow. Right, what a humiliation that was.
Let's crack on through it. Just a
Thank
couple
God
more.
Thank God this isn't recorded.
Hugo Weaving.
Hot.
Not.
Okay.
Magnetic.
I'm going to go hot, yes, schmagnetic.
Really?
I just, you know what, I haven't seen, I was going to say Neo, but that's not what it's called. The Matrix.
Get your shit together, to be honest.
Sorry, okay. I just don't like him.
Ben Mendelsohn, hot, yes.
I don't know who that person is.
Oh, fucking hell. Ben Mendelsohn, here we go. He was in Rogue One. He was in, Animal Kingdom. He was in that fantastic Netflix series.
I think you've gone too obscure.
Yes, yes. Ben Mendelsohn. He's, oh my God. He kind of looks like Noah Taylor. Do you know who Noah Taylor is as well?
No.
Jesus Christ. What is wrong with you today?
I don't know.
Toni Collette.
Hot yes. Do you know what? Schmagnetic. I know she's
National
the people's
treasure.
Princess.
She is.
The thing about Toni Collette is that she is a wickedly talented actress.
Wickedly talented.
Wickedly talented.
The wickedly talented Toni Collette.
But I feel like she's making so many bad movies lately.
Like what?
Oh, I watched one with her and Drew Barrymore where they're best friends and they both get cancer.
What was that?
You know what? Maybe I made
it. Oh, who did someone
What's
say?
It called? Miss You Already. Okay, that was good because I was worried I'd made it up. I've got this great idea for a film.
And the sequel.
I also saw her in Something Bad Again, but she's like so good. I'm like, who's keeping an eye on her? Like her management and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I didn't like the United States of Tara that much.
Oh, I loved that actually.
Okay, and I'll finish on two quick ones. Abby Cornish.
Oh yeah, hot, yes, magnetic.
No fucking way, hot schmagnetic. Have you seen her rap?
No.
Guys, do we all know about this? Abby Cornish's rap career. Okay, first of all, she was fucking shit in Three Billboards. I will say that much. What is her accent doing, right? What is it? Is she here tonight?
Have you seen
I'll tell
Abby
her
Abby Cornish, you want to come up on stage?
Guys, go on YouTube tonight. Google Abby Cornish, hip hop. She is a hip hop rap. She's a rap artist, and it is not good. But she.
I do think Bright Star is one of the most romantic films possibly ever made.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. Has anyone seen Bright Star about John Keats? It's so beautiful. Oh man, it's moving. And she's so good with Heath Ledger and Candy or Hard Candy or. Candy. Candy Crush.
Hard Candy. Although Patrick Wilson, he is hot.
Love Patrick Wilson.
And
really
not in Hard
him.
Candy, but in other things.
I love him
arms,
so much.
His arms in Fargo? Anyone? Cool. Patrick Wilson in that episode of Girls?
Yeah, he's so good in that. When he like picks her up and puts her on the kitchen bench,
oh
I was like, yeah, great.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
How tall is he?
But when they're fucking on the when they're fucking on the table tennis table, I was like, that thing's not sturdy.
No, I know. No table tennis
is never sturdy. Never, because the legs are collapsible. So you will find yourself in a tricky situation.
And to win, hot yes, hot not, Anthony LaPaglia.
Yeah, hot yes, magnetic. Absolutely. All the way from Empire Records through to the last seasons of Without a Trace.
Did you watch Without a Trace?
Absolutely.
To the last seasons?
I did. I loved it so much, and I thought he was just wonderful.
That's fantastic.
Oh, he was also in that movie about that girl. You know the one, the young... Yeah, thank you. You know what? Actually, that ended up being a very efficient description.
That's astounding. He's also in So I Married an Ex-Murderer. Remember that?
Nah.
Was one of my, you know, do you guys know what I'm talking about, right? He was the friend. He was a friend. Fucking amazing movie, right?
Oh, yeah. Great one. I've not seen it.
Why have you not seen something? It's a great film.
Because I saw Rotten Tomatoes. It's gotten, like, no tomatoes.
Can you not be beholden to, like, fucking Rotten? I hate how you check the ratings for Rotten Tomatoes for films.
Literally, if we're about to go to a restaurant, you will look up the menu in advance.
Yeah, but no, but honestly, you watch the shittest films. You are the person who's watched the shittest films. The person I know who watched the most.
Get your finger out of my face.
You have such a high tolerance for horrible films.
Name one bad film I've watched.
Safe Haven.
Have you ever been in a position in your life where you do not want to see Julianne Hough and the guy from that, what's his name?
Josh Duhamel!
Josh Duhamel, have sex.
No.
Oh.
It's a terrible film.
It is a bad film, but you know.
I'm sorry.
Nah, that's cool, man.
Do you have any apologies you want to make?
I have some apologies I'd like to receive.
Okay. I apologize for telling you to keep your eyes open. In your stand-up, I think you do make enough eye contact, but I think you just really sell your amazing material a bit more. That's a real apology.
That was, again, a backhanded compliment.
I'm apologized for showing you my full vagina.
Yeah. No, it's just a half.
they didn't need to have that mental image. I apologize for complaining about the black pepper. And I apologize for just saying that Safe Haven was bad.
Thank you.
Do you have any apologies?
No.
You definitely have about 5 apologies you should make, actually, at the end of this.
Oh, yeah, I apologise for all that stuff about Mel Gibson. that was poorly misjudged. But on the other hand, I give myself a Victoria Cross for speaking my truth. For bravery.
I can't believe how quickly you did that. Hey, great.
Yeah, well, I think that's it.
Fuck, I only just started timing. Shit! Just says 1 minute.
Nah, I know it's it. It's been an hour.
Jesus Christ.
I could go on forever, but we've got other shows to do.
Thank you so much for coming, guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Yeah, to the podcast.
And thank you for coming to the show.
Yeah, really appreciate it. Can you give yourselves a round of applause?
Yeah.
Because you guys are awesome. Bonus fans are very special.
Yeah.
Because you've stuck with us through thick and thick. To be honest,
we're sorry about the irregularity of the episodes.
Yeah, sometimes we don't want to talk to each other, and sometimes we want to talk to each other. It's quite hard.
That's not true. We're always in constant communication, and that's why we never want to record. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.